Hello?
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and the local communities. How many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
Like 29.
And what is your primary branch of the trade? Stonemason, mason helper, or finisher?
Stonemason.
Thank you. On the last job that you worked on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper? You're a new level mechanic, foreman, or apprentice?
Foreman.
And yes or no, are you currently working at that trade?
Yes.
Approximately, how many weeks have you been unemployed but is unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft, if any?
None.
Okay. And yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
No.
Okay, yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
Okay. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer construction projects, more construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same as there were this time, around this time this year? Last year?
About the same.
Thank you. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No, we need more.
Okay. And yes or no, thinking about all the jobs that you on which you have worked on in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union or on any of them?
I don't know.
Okay. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Not that I know of.
Thinking about the last job that you worked on, do you know whether it was funded privately through the federal government, through your state or local government, or you don't know?
I don't know.
Thinking more generally about the economy and the jobs in the coming 12 months, do you think that there will be less unemployment than now, about the same, or more unemployment than now?
About the same.
And now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
The same.
Thank you. And switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about the job? Unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, or dust and air quality?
Heating and cooling.
Thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the last 12 months?
No.
Okay. And for each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the last 12 months. Union organizing.
No.
Political canvassing.
No.
Picketing.
No.
Okay, and the last 1 month, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked on? Regularly, occasionally, or never?
I don't know. Never.
Okay. And changing the subject, please rank the following news sources from the ones that you're most likely to get your news from to the ones that you're least likely to get your news from. Print and online newspaper, for instance, neighbors, the internet or social media, local TV news, radio or cable news.
Radio and cable would be the biggest.
Okay. And what would be the third one out of the online newspapers, friends and neighbors, the internet. And social? Okay.
Internet and social media.
Okay. And the next, what about out of the local TV news, friends and neighbors, or online newspapers?
Friends and neighbors.
Okay, and which one would be the least likely to get your news from? Out of online news, newspapers, or local TV news?
Online newspapers.
Okay. Thank you. Which of the following issues matters most to you right now? The jobs in the economy, healthcare, the environment, education, immigration, foreign policy, or support for labor unions?
I probably education.
Okay. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of David's Bacon standards to federally finance construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about David's Bacon Act?
No.
Okay. As you may know, the David's Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not important at all that federal elected officials support it?
Somewhat important.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you believe that the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protection of the David's Bacon Act?
Probably Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, GM, Ford, and Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
The Auto Workers United.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat more.
Okay. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall. Approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Nothing to do with Biden. I don't like him.
Yes, but do you strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
What about foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
Support for labor unions.
Strongly disapprove.
The economy.
Strongly disapprove.
Healthcare.
Strongly disapprove.
And immigration.
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Do you disapprove or approve of the way the Congress is handling itself?
I don't really follow politics. I don't know.
Okay. And are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you're going to vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
It depends on who's running. If Trump is running, I will vote.
Okay, so what are the chances? Are you almost certain to vote? Probably vote, or are the chances 50-50?
Probably vote.
And if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Trump.
Okay. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from the union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety?
Yeah, I would approve.
Okay, turning back to BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, and how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Okay, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
I don't know. I don't know.
Anything that they can do to improve?
Anything that the union can do to improve. Just be persistent on adequate pay. Keep up with inflation.
Thank you. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of this year and the next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on?
Pay. Make sure the guys and girls in the union can afford the cost of living. So keep up with the inflation, man. It's huge.
And what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Union meetings, emails, text, job sites, or email?
Job sites and text messages.
Thank you. And how often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates are important to the BAC? Four or more times a year, a couple of times a year, once a year, or never?
A couple times a year.
Okay. Now, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. Do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or not very strong Republican?
Strong Republican.
Just to make sure that we have a representative sample, what is your race?
White.
Okay, finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, may I please have your first name?
It's Robert.
Okay. Now, thank you for your time. That concludes with our survey. Thank you for your time, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.